Hi, this is Larissa, creator of MasterSelfLove.com and author of the Master Self Love blog. I am here to help you reach your potential, to let you know that you are powerful, purposeful, and valuable if you've somehow forgotten. And I'm here to encourage body positivity, confidence building strategies, positive thinking. So I hope you enjoy today's topic. Today's topic is, do you question your worth based on your skin color? What can be more superficial than judging someone based on their skin color? The topic of colorism has come up quite frequently in the last couple of weeks for me, and it is important for everyone to become aware of it and address it in a positive way, where everyone can try to understand the issue, and you know, that way we can start resolutions and creating awareness. It is especially important to address, though, the issue within yourself if you question your self-worth and value based on what society says. The media, Hollywood, and the beauty industry in America have shown us what they think the perfect body is and what skin color is preferred. You know, when you never see someone that looks like you in a positive light, or even if you never see anyone that looks like you, hardly ever, the impact on your spirit can be devalued. Discrimination based on skin color is known as colorism and happens typically among people within the same racial group. The effect on self-esteem for darker-skinned people, especially women, is tremendous because of the prejudice preferences of lighter skin created by, as I said, you know, society, Hollywood, the media. You just see lighter skin as pretty, right? Or you think that that's preferred because that's all you see. So I wanted to discuss ways this issue can be combated within yourself and how you can stand against colorism. So starting with yourself, the perception of yourself is the most powerful. And if your thinking is tied to believing you are less valuable because of your skin tone, you must start with healing yourself. The first step to accepting yourself is realizing what internalizations you have about yourself based on what discrimination has been said against you or that has been done to you directly. This is going to be the toughest part. This means revisiting your historical roots and learning where the discrimination comes from. You know, start asking yourself deep questions to become aware of how you think and how you treat yourself based on your historical discrimination and stereotypes. Ask yourself questions like, who am I identified with? How has racism and colorism affected me? What are my triggers that affect my self-esteem and thinking? Do I contribute to colorism within my race? The more you become aware of your patterns and your thinking, the more you can combat the feelings of inadequacy. Healing yourself will be a lifelong journey. You know, there's no quick fix. There's no 100% getting rid of, you know, maybe feeling inadequate, especially if you've felt that way or have been at war with yourself for a long time. It's going to be a process. And so you're going to need patience and a lot of self-care and definitely a lot of compassion for yourself. You know, learning your self-worth and value is vital to changing the outlook of your self-esteem. You know, if you don't learn to love yourself, How can anyone else love you? You can love yourself without having validation or love from anyone else. I'm going to repeat that. You can love yourself without having validation from love or love from anyone else. The love you have for yourself can be enough and you can get there. But it takes going through, like I say, first the ugly parts of it, the parts that you don't want to even think about. You know, who wants to think about, you know, going back to the horrible times of your history of where you were, you know, enslaved and just being terrible, especially if you're African American. That's what you're going to have to revisit, you know. If you're, it's just, it's going to be tough. And then you have to revisit the parts of yourself that you're internalizing about that. So that's the part that's rough and tough for everyone to get through, but that's actually the only way you can get through to learning to love yourself unconditionally. And it'll be worth it when, you know, once that tough part is over. The next thing, you have to surround yourself with positivity. I wrote a prior blog, and I actually talked about this, was it last week? Saying to unfollow social media accounts that make you feel bad about yourself. It is important to start creating a positive and healthier environment around you. Along with social media accounts, you need to stop surrounding yourself with TV shows, magazines, maybe any music, anything that makes you feel inferior. You know, if there's lyrics that say dark skin, you know, girls are, you know, unlovable, don't listen to that crap, you know, or light skin is prettier, just anything that happens to say that your worth is based on your skin color or anything else about your appearance, like stop listening to it, stop viewing it, stop reading it, all of that. That's the beauty of the internet now, is that we can create such environments customized to our liking. Whereas before, you know, like with our parents and whatnot, they didn't have, you know, much to view other than the TV. And so that's all they saw, and or the radio that was in front of them. You know, they didn't have YouTube. They didn't have the Netflix. They didn't have, you know, all this other ways to view what they wanted, really, you know. They just viewed what was put out in front of them. So start, you know, viewing positive images of your heritage and culture, and start viewing people like you. And that way you can see your heritage and connect to it and feel good about where you came from. This is why the movie Black Panther was so groundbreaking and such a defining moment for Black America. Ryan Coogler was the first African-American director to film for Marvel, and the starring characters were dark-skinned, and they were portrayed as powerful, and the dark-skinned women were also depicted as smart and strong characters without having to be saved by men. I mean, it was something, you know, I'm Hispanic, and I felt moved, because I was just like, wow, you know, you don't realize how much. You know, it's like it's 2018 and we haven't seen a movie where, you know, there's dark skin, not even dark skin, black superheroes, you know. And what moved me was seeing the character Shuri, I think that's how you pronounce her name, the little sister, who was like the chief of staff or, you know, in the Wakanda. And it's like, it was so amazing to see her, like, a woman, a dark-skinned woman, like, coming up with all these ideas and inventions, and, you know, you don't see that. You just see the same representation in movies and images, you know, of, usually it's a white man, a white dorky man who's, you know, coming up with inventions, or the smart, you know, science guy, you know. So it was a definitely groundbreaking movie in that way, in that, you know, you finally could see a different heritage that's in this superhero movie, it meant more than just a superhero movie. It was a defining moment. So surround yourself with positivity, with people who look like you, to start getting that ingrained in your mind that you are beautiful and you're powerful and you're valuable. So then next, you must change your circle. Surround yourself with people who do not take part in colorism. Sadly, colorism can start at home, and family and friends are the ones who told you that your skin color was inferior. So try to limit yourself to the exposure of these people if you can, or set boundaries with them, stating that you are not going to accept their unhealthy behavior and negative outlook and remarks. Try challenging your family and friends about why they make these racial and negative remarks. Try to understand it. Maybe sometimes they aren't even aware of their own mindset or what they're even talking about. It's just been passed down from generation to generation, or learned from their friends or the media. Just, kind of is like brainwashing, and they might not even be aware of it. Say, hey, challenge them. Say, why are you saying that my skin color or their skin color is less of value? Let them know, and see what kind of responses they have. That way you can open a discussion. See, where does their ideas come from? And then you can talk about what you've learned, because you've gone back to your history, and you can tell them, I really still feel very valuable, and regardless of what society has done, or the damage done in the past and up to now, I feel resilient. So you can talk to them about your positive change. And so then the next thing is stop putting others down. Realize if you are involved in colorism. Recently, Cardi B and Azealia Banks had a social media beef due to the topic of colorism. However, there was not much discussion going on. Instead, there was a lot of putting each other down. And part of the issue of colorism is the blatant putting down of others. So this needs to stop, and it starts with you. Stop saying things that contribute to colorism. Like, oh, she'd be prettier if she was light, or light bright, don't marry dark. Just any negative comments like that says that skin color matters to be worthy, loved, or appreciated. And if you want your thoughts and opinions heard, insulting anyone will lose the credibility and lose the chance of coming to any resolution with the issue, right? I mean, if you're attacking somebody, how are you gonna have a discussion? Like, if someone's gonna come and name call me, I don't even want to talk to you, because that's just rude. So you can start by contributing, and then you can also start contributing to the positive outlook and teach your kids and your family that this type of discrimination is wrong, and it needs to stop. It's an old way of thinking, and it shouldn't be tolerated. So change starts with ourselves, and then we can portray our positivity to family and friends. To change the world, we need to change ourselves first. That's where, you like the saying, you can't drink from an empty cup. You really can't. And then you can't give anyone any love from your cup, because you don't have any in there. So fill your cup, and that's really where it starts. I wanted to really talk about how you as an individual can combat this issue of questioning your worth based on skin color, because I didn't want to go into the heavy topic of racism, because that it's such a tough animal to tackle. And colorism is not the same as racism. Colorism is the discrimination based on skin tone, usually within the same race. And I don't have the answer on how we can end racism and discrimination. You know, I mean, do we have systemic blocks in America that affect a certain color of people? Yes. A certain gender? Yes. But I do know, however, that we can work on ourselves, and we have the power to control how we feel about ourselves, regardless of outside sources. So, you know, it will never be easy, as I said, or be 100%, but you can embark on a journey of unconditional self-love that will help you defeat these terrible issues and achieve what you dream and what you want. Because you are deserving of all of that. No skin color, no background, no nothing. I mean, like I talked about in one of my prior blogs is learning how to measure yourself in healthy ways of self-worth, you know. So take a listen to that one, and that'll help you even go deeper into measuring your worth and what your self-worth actually is, which is being human being. That's it. Like that's your worth, and you're allowed to join everyone else in the human experience. So, and I also wanted to say, I forgot to say this in the beginning, but this topic was inspired by the documentary Dark Girls, and I have the link in my blog. And this documentary was amazing, and I watched it twice, and I definitely will want to watch it again. But it has real, you know, women and men, just talking about the issue of colorism and where it comes from. It really gives an in-depth knowledge of it, and it's just really well done. And I urge everyone, even if you're white and you don't, you obviously haven't gone through any discrimination, I think you need to watch this and really understand also, you know, what other skin types, you know, go through. So it's a very enlightening, touching, heartbreaking documentary. It truly was. I mean, it made me cry because it was just like no one should ever feel less than anyone based on their skin color or anything. Like it broke my heart. So it's very moving, and that's why I wanted to talk about this, because like I say, we have the power within ourselves to, you know, love ourselves without anybody's opinion, or you know, like if society, everyone, if a million and one people thought you were unlovable, not valuable, not even a human being, they still can't take your soul from you or your thoughts. So that's why I wanted to write this and hopefully help anyone with a better positive mindset, getting a positive mindset in place with this issue and other issues based on, you know, valuing your self-worth and confidence. So I hope you learned or took something away from this, and please go see Dark Girls. The link is in the blog at masterselflove.com. And if you're not following Master Self Love on Instagram, please follow for daily inspiration for body positive tips and self-love tips. I post daily and on my Insta stories, so there's lots and lots and lots of daily inspiration and tips on Instagram and Facebook. And we have a private Facebook group. Click on community at masterselflove.com. So, see you next week. I'll talk about another topic based on positive thinking, self-love, and building confidence. Let me know if there's a certain topic you want me to talk about in the comments of this blog or on social media. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram @MasterSelfLove. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.